You're listening to Cults Daily. Throughout the month of April, we're addressing the manifestos and ideologies of some of history's most infamous cult leaders. Franz Edmund Krefeld was the leader of the Brides of Christ Church. Often referred to as the Holy Rollers, members were known to roll on the floor pleading for God's forgiveness. If you like this episode, be sure to come back tomorrow for a brand new edition of Cults Daily. Listen free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
In 1906, Franz Edward Krefeld, a 36-year-old German immigrant, was released from prison. Krefeld was convinced he had now been reborn, and his resurrection was his release from jail. Now he was ready to rejoin his followers at the Brides of Christ Church in Corvallis, Oregon.
Soon after his release, on April 18, 1906, the San Francisco earthquake caused massive devastation, terrifying the nation. 572 miles away, Krefeld claimed that he was the one who had damned the city of San Francisco, and God had heard his prayers. And if his followers didn't do exactly as he said, the city of Corvallis would be next.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Richardson, and this is Cults, a Parcast original. This is the 25th episode in our daily series on the strange prophecies made by different cults and their leaders. Throughout this month, we're taking a daily look at the myriad of apocalyptic predictions to try and uncover what makes these revelations so appealing. I'm here with my co-host, Greg Polson.
Hi, everyone. Today, we're discussing Franz Edmund Krefeld, the leader of a Holy Rollers cult called the Brides of Christ Church. In 1903, Krefeld moved from Portland to the town of Corvallis, where he claimed that God had chosen him to be his prophet. He gained a following, mostly consisting of women, and promised they too could have the same connection with God. They just needed to separate themselves from the material possessions of earth and all of their preconceived notions of right and wrong.
Franz Edmund Krefeld was a German immigrant, although it's unclear when or why he decided to establish a life in Oregon. Unassuming, at 5'6", he worked for the Salvation Army in Portland, but decided to leave the organization when he felt the people weren't entirely of God.
Krefeld relocated to Corvallis, 80 miles south, and captivated the town with his charming, hypnotic personality. The evangelist was quick to convince the townsfolk that God revealed himself and selected Krefeld as his prophet here on earth.
After Krefeld gained recognition in the community, he began operating his church from the home of local citizen O.V. Hurt. Krefeld had his followers convinced they no longer needed their earthly possessions, and by destroying them, they too could be a prophet like him.
The services would last all day and night. His followers, mostly women and young girls, burned their possessions in bonfires in Hurt's front yard. Krefeld cleansed them by laying his hands on their naked bodies as they rolled on the floor. They loudly begged for God's forgiveness, sometimes even speaking in tongues.
Krefeld used sleep and food deprivation as a means of breaking these women down. He convinced many of them to become estranged from their families. He then began seducing and having affairs with them in an effort to find the second mother of Christ.
In 1904, Krefeld was accused of adultery, then a criminal offense. But before he could be arrested, Krefeld vanished. Authorities finally discovered him 4 months later, hiding in a hole under Hurt's home, naked and starving. Shortly after, Krefeld was sentenced to 2 years in prison.
During Creffield's time away, many of his followers were committed to asylums to cleanse them of his spell. He was then released sometime in 1906, but upon returning to Corvallis, he proclaimed that he had been resurrected from the dead and was going by the name of Elijah.
He then single-handedly claimed responsibility for the 1906 San Francisco earthquake. He capitalized on the devastating event, convincing his followers that this was the world's punishment for putting him in jail.
Cora Hartley, one of his disciples, fell victim to his lies and said, "He condemned the city of San Francisco and brought the earthquake. He has condemned the city of Corvallis, and an earthquake will destroy this place." Creffield then ordered all of his followers to evacuate to the coast and leave their lives behind. They did.
A month later, on May 7, 1906, a man named George Mitchell took matters into his own hands. He had two sisters, both victims of Creffield's salacious prophecies, and he had had enough. Mitchell found Creffield on the streets of Seattle. That morning, he shot Creffield dead in cold blood.
When Mitchell's case entered the courtroom, he was found not guilty under the circumstances.
But a few days after his release, Mitchell met up with his sister Esther, a follower of Creffield's. Out of revenge, she killed her brother for murdering her prophet.
Esther Mitchell believed she had brought justice to Franz Edmund Creffield. She, too, was ruled by the court not guilty by reason of insanity. She was admitted to a mental asylum where she remained until 1909.
In August of 2019, a 6.3 earthquake hit just off the coast of Oregon, about 200 miles away from Corvallis. Perhaps Creffield's prediction was just 113 years too soon.
But as far as we can tell, the world is still standing.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow to examine the predictions of another cult.
You can catch our other episodes of Cults for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.